Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest just signed to Chicago's Bloodshot Records. Country rock singer-songwriter Ruby Boots left home at a young age as a teenager, but she came to the U.S. in 2016 and found a home in the South, living in Nashville. But she continues to have a huge following back home in Australia. But she's now working with the esteemed Chicago label Bloodshot, and her debut album on the label is out. It's called Don't Talk About It, and the collection of songs of love and heartbreak are getting great reviews. Ruby Boots in studio tonight, perfect for Valentine's Day. And she starts us off live in studio with the song I'll Make It Through, Ruby Boots.
I'm the one you want, baby. I'm the one you need. Is that why you hurt me, baby? Is that why I bleed? I know that you love me, baby, 'cause I aim to please. I'll hold the door, baby, if you're aiming to leave. Even if it's tough, I ain't gonna fake it. If it hurts, well, you know I can take it. And if I can't, well, honey, I'll break this whole thing in two. Oh, and even if the walls come tumbling down, well, you know I won't make a sound. I'll lie here, dead on the ground, just hurting for you. Oh, leave me with the trouble, baby, I'll make it through. Life is a gamble, I took a chance on you. I'm more than you can handle, baby, won't you tell me it's true? Lit up like a candle, baby, my heart burning blue. But I'm bound to ramble, baby, ain't waiting round on a fool. Even if it's tough, I ain't gonna fake it. If it hurts, well, you know I can take it. And if I can't, well, honey, I'll break this whole thing in two. Oh, and even if the walls come tumbling down, well, you know I won't make a sound. I'll lie here, dead on the ground, just hurting for you. Leave me with the trouble, baby, I'll make it through. It's a crying shame you treat me like you do. Hard to tame. Words have lost their truth, and baby, so have you. Even if it's tough, I ain't gonna fake it. If it hurts, well, you know I can take it. And if I can't, well, honey, I'll break this whole thing in two. And even if the walls come tumbling down, well, you know I won't make a sound. I'll lie here, dead on the ground, just hurting for you. Leave me with the trouble, baby, I'll make it through. Oh, leave me with the trouble, baby, just like you do. Leave me with the trouble, baby, I'll make it through.
Yeah. Ruby Boots in studio, singer-songwriter, country rock and roll. Of course, her new album, Don't Talk About It, is out on Chicago's Bloodshot Records. Ruby, thank you so much for coming in and playing. Perfect for Valentine's Day. Heart and Heartbreak. We love it. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you. Thanks for having me.
As I mentioned, you grew up in Australia. Mm-hmm. You have now live in Nashville, Tennessee. But talk about your attraction to this kind of music, to the country rock and roll, because it's a great fit to be in Nashville. This is a Nashville sound. But talk about your days growing up in Australia and what attracted you to this style.
Yeah, I guess it's hard to feel like I fit anywhere. It's not a kind of a cliche artist thing to say is, you know, oh, I'm not really sure what I sound like. But there's so much that has attracted me to Nashville and roots music, I guess. There's so much that roots music encompasses, yeah. You know. And I think the word Americana is very freely thrown around in Nashville. And the way that I understand Americana is more so than country, which is a little bit more of something that does fit inside a box, whereas Americana is something for me that it kind of allows you just to do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. And that's really within, you know, my spirit, I guess.
Well, I mean, when you hear the music, yeah, I guess it falls into the roots category, like you said, Americana, but I hear rock and roll.
Totally.
I really hear it, especially how much passion you put into the song.
Yeah, you know, I've always had a bit of a punk heart, and I think that comes out in my lyrics. And so, hence me kind of saying that whole blanket of Americana, it's like there's so much rock and roll happening under that blanket as well, you know. So,
what kind of music were you listening to when you were in Australia? When you were a teenager, before you left?
When I was young, I was growing up in the grunge period, so I listened to a lot of Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Smashing Pumpkins. So, and it's so interesting to kind of like think back in that time. It's such an influential time listening to music, the kind of music that you listen to as a teenager, as a young teenager. And I guess as moving into my later teenage years is when I really discovered people like Bob Dylan and Joan Baez and Janis Joplin, and I was like, wow, what is this?
When you left Australia, you left at an early age, early teenage, at 14 years old.
Yeah, I kind of left home at 14. I had a pretty rocky start to my early life, and I actually stayed within Australia, but I moved up the coast of West Australia, and it's a very big coast. So it takes, you know, it took me from Perth, West Australia, to get up to where I was, and that's not even near the whole coast. It was a 32-hour drive,
wow.
You know. So I went up to a town called Broome, and it's beautiful up there, and there's a really big pearling industry. Note the use of the pronunciation of my letter R. I'm learning. People are not really catching on to what the industry is. And I was working out at sea for quite a few years, and that was around 19 to 22. I turned 21 out at
That's
sea.
What an amazing place to be at 21 years old, to be working on the sea. How do you think those experiences, leaving home at such an early age, living, you know, your teenage years independent, working on the sea, as you just mentioned, how do you think that affects the music that you play now when you think about the songs that you write and the ideas that you explore?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to a life experience, and I feel like I've led five different lives before I started playing music professionally, at least. You know, I learned guitar out on the boats, on a houseboat. There was nothing else to do. I was driving everyone crazy because the walls were so thin, like paper thin. But incidentally enough, all these years later, I've had people that I've worked with all back then kind of get in touch with me online and say, you did drive us crazy, but we're really happy we're really happy it was for something, you know.
Right.
So that's a silver lining. I think living a life that perhaps isn't full of comfort and ease and just something that kind of lifts you up from the start, mm-hmm. and having to grow up really fast and learn a lot of things very early on in life, that's a really great place for an artist to be writing from. I think my awareness grew exponentially very early, and it allows you to encompass a sense of empathy that maybe I might not have if I had led a different kind of life. Oh, right. You know?
Ruby Boots, my guest. She is a singer-songwriter who's out on Bloodshot Records with the new album Don't Talk About It. She was just in town here in Chicago, and she's our guest tonight. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we got to talk a little bit about the love song, because the way you do love songs is a little different. but it's a perfect topic for Valentine's Day. Ruby Boots, my guest in studio. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download Here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest in studio, Ruby Boots, a singer-songwriter, Americana roots, country rock and roll. She is on Bloodshot Records with the new album Don't Talk About It, which is a collection of tremendous songs, such great reviews. And I love the album because you can feel that, and we kind of talked about this in the last segment, that it's coming from a place. It's a lot of heartbreak. It's a lot of songs about love and love lost, but it feels like it's real. It's not something that was written for you that was like, here, sing this song about how your heart was broken. It really does feel like your heart was broken.
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel internally that I'm a lot stronger than what I used to be. Like, I have definitely experienced a lot of heartache over the years, but I feel like this album's a little bit of a reclamation almost. Mm-hmm. That yes, I understand what heartbreak is, but I can swim through it.
I love it. And it's a fitting conversation for Valentine's Day, and we talk about love, but there's a traditional type of love song, and then songs that come out of the country rock and roll sphere, not unlike the ones that are on Don't Talk About It, where love may be the center of it, but it's about all the emotions, the good and the bad, that surround it.
Yeah, sure. I feel bad talking about heartbreak on Valentine's Day.
But it's real.
But I'm wishing all the lovers out there a very happy Valentine's Day. But yes, you know, and a lot of the songs on the record aren't necessarily about love between two people necessarily. It's about, there's a lot of love and understanding and heartbreak with different scenarios in life. Don't Talk About It, the title track, is kind of about understanding that, yeah, there is a lot of heartache in life, but you have to process it and grow from it. And if you don't and you keep putting those blinkers on and powering through, then it will catch up with you, you know. So,
and on the album, there's other elements as well. I mean, there's the Don't Break My Heart Again concept. There's the infatuation concept. I mean, there's a lot that's going into, and why I think it is appropriate, because there's this idea of what we know to be a love song, which can be trite, cliche, and just about things that we think we're all relating to. But when I listen to your music, I'm relating much more to the things that surround it. This idea of what it means to be let down, but also to trust again. The idea of what it means to let your infatuation kind of run away with you. Those kind of issues.
Sure. It's funny because whenever anyone brings up infatuation, it's definitely written in from a place where, which, how you described, but it was birthed from a conversation I had with two Australian friends who were in Nashville, Geordie Lane and Claire Reynolds, great songwriters and artists in their own right. And I had a couple of stalkers in Australia that just kept...
Is that what it was about?
And then, oh, God. And, you know, and we just...
Let me ask you about your stalkers.
But, you know, it's. I think that's the essence of songwriting for me, is being able to take a situation and still have someone find their own meaning in it.
A lot of the stuff on the record, when we talk about these issues, how much of them, when you're talking about infatuation or situations that actually happened in your life, how much do you bring that to stage when you perform it? How much do you go back to an emotional time where this song was written? And how much does that embody you? Or how much does it, so sort of, songwriting is different than your actual emotional life?
I feel like performance live, I have all the emotion from every song I've written and just waiting to be tapped into, you know, like as soon as I get up on that stage, it's all there ready to really like harness and throw into my live set. So it's not really attached to any one song, and music helps with that as well. Obviously with my rock and roll material, I'm really able to just like let loose. And then with the slower, more quieter songs, for some it's very easy for me to tap into the emotion of the heartache or the let's go crazy, you know.
Right. Yeah. One thing about your career and what I love about it is you're an award-winning musician who's won a ton of stuff in Australia. I think it was a strong run of 5 years of winning an award for Best Country. Mm-hmm. When you come to Nashville, 2016, does that come with you, or do you have to start new as someone who has a track record and you have great music and you've been able to have a tremendous career? But in the eyes of American songwriters and other musicians who are also competing to try and get whatever they need to get out of the town of Nashville,
yeah,
do you feel like you're equipped, or are you coming in?
You're starting again.
You are.
Oh yeah. It was one of the biggest adjustments actually moving to Nashville, because I had a bit of a sink or swim moment, you know, and I was surrounded by incredible talent and live music every night of the week that was just world class. And you either do sink or swim, you know, and I just allowed it to inspire me and tried to be very real about it and, immerse myself in the community. And it worked.
Well, Nashville's a great example of a place, especially when it comes to country music or roots music, that there's an industry that supports it, meaning there's, you know, the whole idea there is musicians live here and we're going to support the music. Did you feel that coming from Australia, from the lives that you lived before, the five different lives that you've lived, that you've had support to be a musician?
Yeah, I think that's the most charming thing to me about Nashville when I first got to Nashville, which was I actually flew into Nashville or America for the first time in 2012, and I fell immediately in love with the city, and I kept going back a couple of times a year and trying to make friends, and, you know, I didn't really want to move over there just cold, you know, knowing anyone.
Right.
And so it'd been years, and I just kept going over, and eventually 2016 I moved over and I witnessed people living my dream. You know, they were getting in their vans and touring the country. And that was the most charming part of Nashville to me, you know.
Yeah.
Just being able to make my dreams a reality.
Is that your dream? Your dream to do that? All the success you've had in Australia, is your dream to get in a van and tour from town to town in the United States playing your guitar?
Yeah, that's what I live for. I want to be on stage playing to everyone, of course.
I love it. Ruby Boots in studio tonight. She's got a new album out called Don't Talk About It. She was just signed to Chicago's Bloodshot Record, just came through town playing this weekend. It's a great collection, getting great reviews. Your second album, Don't Talk About It. All right, we'll take a quick break here. We'll get an update on tonight's news. And when we come back, we'll get a live performance in studio, Valentine's Day edition, with Ruby Boots. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download Here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, Ruby Boots, singer-songwriter, roots Americana, country, rock and roll. It's all of it. The new album is out. It's called Don't Talk About It on Chicago's Bloodshot Records. Ruby lives in Nashville now, but she grew up, or at least spent most of her life in Australia, part of it out on the sea, so I don't know if that counts as Australia. I hear this a lot from novelists who will say, well, you got to live your life before you write it. Is it the same for musicians?
I agree with that, absolutely. I feel that the songs that I'm writing later in life have more substance than, even though I had started living a kind of crazy life at such a young age, even the songs I was writing in my late 20s have changed dramatically to what I'm writing now. I mean, I'm more aware of my inner self, but which has allowed me to be more aware of what's going on around me, you know?
And I wonder, with your experiences changing, to go from the life that you lived in Australia and other places, but to now be in Nashville, do you notice a change in your life, your lifestyle, like just from the difference of just geography? Do you notice your life changing?
Yeah, routine's an interesting thing, because you can kind of get into a routine anywhere and still feel the same. But, I mean, dramatically changing, I live in a different country, so I kind of have to... Sometimes I have to pinch myself and remind myself of that, because you do kind of get used to, you know, like your environment, and especially being as transient as I have been over the years. But I feel like, you know, it's an exciting time. I feel like I'm busier with music, which is, you know.
That's the whole point, right?
Always the premise of something.
Well, all right. Before we hear a song and let you go, you know, it is Valentine's Day. This album is about heartache, but it's also, it's got heart. It really does. That's the fun part about the relationship of the songs. How do you approach putting your personal life in your music for people to take away, to interpret, to have them affect their lives? How do you approach putting your love life out in front of people?
I guess I haven't really had much trouble. I'm trying to avoid the question at all costs by stalling. Can you tell?
Not at all. You're great at it.
Up until now, I'm like, sure.
It's the charming accent. We're all like, we're glued.
I lie and I tell people it's not about my own life and then just feel like cover it up that way.
Yeah. Right.
But no, I guess it's, you know, there's an element of kind of understanding that if I've been through something, someone else has surely been through it. I think once you kind of come to grips with that, you can write within the parameters of your own life as well as kind of move outwards into, you know, maybe a little bit of alt facts, I guess.
Right. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. That's good. Ruby Boots in studio tonight. Her new album is called Don't Talk About It. She's on Chicago's Bloodshot Records. Great record label here. All right, what are we going to hear? What's the song we're going to hear here?
Well, you've inspired me to play Infatuation
Infatuation live in studio. Ruby Boots here on 720 WGN. Take it away.
I've been there, sick as a dog with love that burns right through the night. Oh, we've got those that keep us warm until the real thing comes along. You confuse me for a heart that might be waiting. I didn't leave you hanging by a thread in everything I said. I'm saying no. Infatuation will never do you good. True love don't come from just one night. And no, I never said it would. Sure, we like the same old bands, and yeah, we tried that two-step dance. Oh, you had it all worked out in your mind. You weren't leaving me behind. Three kids, a diamond ring, me dressed in white. I didn't leave you hanging by a thread in everything I said. I'm saying no. Infatuation will never do you good. True love don't come from just one night. And no, I never said it would. How many ways can I say it? I tried to cut you loose, but delusions got you playing with fire. It's only been a minute, I barely even met you, but you say that I'm the love of your life. I didn't leave you hanging by a thread in everything I said. I'm saying no. Infatuation will never do you good. True love don't come from just one night. And no, I didn't leave you. Infatuation will never do you good. True love don't come from just one night. And no, I never said you would. Infatuation.
Hi, Ruby Boots, Infatuation here on The Download. The record's called Don't Talk About It. Some Bloodshot. Ruby, a pleasure to meet you, and thanks for playing live tonight. Really appreciate it. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you.